shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, if you get anything down there, they're going to hit it.
Oh no! Oh no!
I can't see.
Oh no!
That they got it light on, cleaning it out.
All right, Travis.
You broke your glass.
Travis, can you hear us? Star six.
Is he trying?
Star six. Richard, you can start your meeting whenever you're ready.
All right.
I'm unmuted.
There we go. We hear you, Travis.
We'll call the meeting order. This is a regular commission meeting for the Port of Brooklyn Charter Commission, Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. And before we do anything else, I'd like to express my congratulations to the two candidates, two board members who were reelected.
Thank you.
Now, join me in the pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, Helen, roll call, please.
Larry?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Richard?
Here. Are there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
No.
And anybody need to declare a potential conflict of interest?
No.
Okay. So with that, I entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda is presented.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. This moves us to approval of the meeting minutes for the special commission meeting Monday, April 10th, and the regular commission meeting Wednesday, April 19th.
I make a motion to approve those meetings.
Minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. I have no public comment forms in front of me. Are you aware of any?
I did not receive any public comments.
Okay. That moves us to the management and financial reports. I guess we'll prove that in April.
We have Travis on the phone, so I guess he just wanted to, since you have the Harbor Master reports on hand, find out if you had any questions about them rather than him. From afar.
Question? I did not.
You didn't get any?
I didn't get any questions.
Oh. Okay.
All right. I'm hearing.
Okay. Danielle has her safety, security, and environmental report. Did you guys have any questions?
I don't have any questions. I have some comments. I see we're still picking up needles. I guess that's a forever problem.
Yes, it will be, unfortunately. But luckily, we have our biohazard container, and staff has been properly trained on how to pick them up.
Yeah, well, that's good. But, anyway.
We had the sailboat that caught fire. That's all been not taken care of yet, but it's going to be in the process of being demoed here soon.
So, how does that work? Does the insurance company pay for it being demoed? Okay.
Yeah, his insurance.
Daniel, I can. You want me to? Yes, he has insurance. The insurance company will be. Is that better?
There you go. Yeah, I think so. Nope.
Yes, we will start the demo on that boat next week, and the insurance will be paying for it.
Good. Mike, did you have a question?
Danielle, where were those needles found, in the same location?
There was one that was found in the public parking area of the RV park, and then there was two found in the garbage can of the retail area. So it was not the normal area.
Thank you.
Okay, any further questions on the safety and security report?
No.
Okay, moves us to the financial summary.
So our financial summary for April 2023, we ended the month with unrestricted cash and equivalents totaling $395,486. Our restricted cash and equivalents totaled $619,704. Our total checking and savings is currently at $1,015,191. We had total revenue for all funds of $369,377. Our expenses were $323,147. And our net income for April was a positive $46,229. Our current budget performance for this fiscal year, we are at 55% for all funds. Our general fund revenues are currently at 75.9%. Our total expenditures for all funds is 44.6, with our general fund expenditure at 72.3%. So we are pretty close to being right on track for where we're at in the year.
Well, I'm just thinking we are 2 months left in this fiscal year, and we've only got 55% of our revenue.
Yes.
Is that normal?
I would have to check back. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. All right. Any further questions?
We are still waiting. We are still waiting on more tax money to come in.
So the county was hacked, their computer system, about 2 weeks ago now. So we are still waiting on our April tax payment. And then our May tax payment has also been delayed until they can figure out how to get back into their computers. They lost all of their contacts, all their reports, all of their information, all of their emails. They are currently running without a computer system.
They pay us monthly?
They do.
I didn't know that. That seems illogical to me.
Yeah. We get a report every month with the current tax payout and then for previous years.
Because they collect that all at once.
Well, they're supposed to.
It seems logical.
And people pay late. We do get some lingering money in throughout the year.
Okay. All right. Any further questions on the financial side?
No.
I'd entertain a motion to accept the management and financial reports.
I make a motion to accept the management and financial reports as discussed.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, that brings us to action item A, the wastewater treatment plant, City of Brookings scope of service.
And I don't know if Travis is going to chime in on this.
I'm going to try. So has everybody had a chance to review and read what the city had for an option?
I have.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Now, does anybody have any questions about what they said? If there's questions pertaining to moving forward with the city side, you know, I think it would be great for us to talk about those. But aside from that, in my opinion, there's a lot of hands that are going to be in going through a city option, a lot of varying numbers, costs, future increases that are unknown. And I think we can control a lot of this in-house by going with our own wastewater treatment plant.
My initial reaction when I read this from Jacob was that $73,000 we would have to spend to just have the requirements laid out for us. So we would have to know what to do. I was also, when we had the meeting here and we had the seafood here, I thought they made a very compelling point, which is we would rather be in control of our own fate rather than having to be subject to whatever changes the city wanted to make. So the rates could be very dynamic, moving rapidly upward, probably never downward. So from my perspective, having looked at the Dickus proposal and thinking about that, I don't see much future for the city, hooking into the city sewer system. Any comments?
I agree with you.
Yep.
I think we're better off being on our own.
Well, with the notion that we're going to lease the plant for Pacific Seafood to run it, I feel much more comfortable about that option than I did us doing. So, okay.
Well, I really appreciate Travis reaching out and bringing all the options to us. So, but I think we should continue on that we did.
Okay.
Don't start over.
All right. Anybody want to make a motion? We have two options here for.
Do you have a question in the back?
I have a question. On your overview here, it states that review options to discharge to the county and municipal systems. What system does the county have to discharge to?
They don't.
So this just should say discharge to a municipal system.
Yeah. Well, I think the distinction there is that we would discharge the harbor sanitation, who then, in fact, goes to the city. I think that's why that's worded that way.
County to city.
Okay. Also, I have one.
That's exactly why.
Okay. So you're actually, looks like this, you've already been in touch with the DEQ. It's my understanding that your fishery has a agreement with them to 25. Is that correct?
Travis, can you answer that?
It's somewhere around 2025, but yes, they currently have a permit that they're under operating on.
Okay, Travis, do you have any regs from DEQ yet on your discharge permit that you'll have?
We are currently still working on that. Once we get our wastewater treatment plant funding through, we will be applying with them. But yes, communications with DEQ is almost daily right now.
So you don't have a plan for a particular plant?
No, we have everything straightened out as far as what we're putting in, a design, and what the capabilities will be.
Okay. Do you have a limit on your discharge, daily discharge for that plant?
We will not know what that is for our permit until we turn in our permit, and those permit levels are determined by DEQ.
Okay. So if this plant runs over $3.5 million for your thing, who comes up with the money for that?
It won't run over $3.5 million.
Well, the whole point of us designing this and going through the process we are is to ensure that we have a best guess of what an engineer's estimate would be for this job and operation, because we can't spend on a plant that's over $3.5 million.
So, what
he's saying is when we talked to our engineer about this, we said that you need to find a system that will treat the effluent to DEQ standards, and it has to cost less than $3.5 million.
Okay, those were restricted.
What's the 875,000 match being spent on that? That's not in addition to the 3.5 million.
It is. Is that right, Travis? That our match is in addition to the 3.5 million, or is that just match?
No, it is not in addition.
So the actual amount we're getting from the U.S. government is not $3.5 million. That's a combination of what they're giving us plus our match.
2.6 or 2.7.
Yes, for a total project award of $3.5 million. Yes.
So.
Answer my questions.
Okay. All right, any other comments?
Yeah. Anybody know what the Oregon DEQ limitations are for the sewer plant?
Well, that's what we're going to find out when we get our permit process.
Yeah. Page 49, chapter 8, there's a whole lot of gray areas there. So it's all clear to me.
I these guys deal with DEQ all the time. I don't. But I got a hunch it's probably a fairly dynamic process. And having come out of state government, I would say there's probably a chance that it's dependent on who you're dealing with.
Is this something we're going to find out after it's built or before?
We have to know that before.
Okay.
So that's what the permit is going to tell us.
Okay.
And then once we know that, then we'll know exactly how to proceed. Okay. Someone care to pick an option?
I'll do option one, motion to approve continuing with current plan to build the Port Owen wastewater treatment plant.
I second it.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, action item B, letter from Henry Johnson. This is about installing cameras down the port.
So this is the camera that I was talking about earlier with Henry through the 4th of July fireworks. Harbor Fire will be responsible for maintaining it. With this approval, with this motion and it being approved, I will bring back a draft MOU for the board to approve that will hammer out the details of everything that's going to be a part of this.
So, Travis, what's going to be the use of this? Is it going to be broadcast on TV, or is it going to be available for a webcam streaming site, or how is this going to go?
From what I can understand, it'll be a website streaming camera for the 4th of July fireworks and future events, or a web display. And I believe that who has display is going to is the Harbor Fire Association.
Okay.
It's another camera watching the beach and activities that are out there, similar to our bar camera.
Okay.
Travis, is it going to be similar to what you have at the port cam where you can view it for 15 seconds and then it stops and then you have to bounce back on it again? Is there going to be a continuous feed during this event on 4th of July, or are people going to have to click on every 15 minutes?
I sure hope that's not what they have going, but by the next public meeting in June, I will have the MOU and I will have more answers for you about its capability.
Thank you, Charles.
Okay. Any further? I choose to make a motion.
I make a motion to approve the live stream camera being installed at the Beachfront RV Park restroom and have the port manager come back to the board with memorandum of understanding for approval.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, that brings us to action item C, McLennan excavation payment request number 9, final payment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this looks like
we are waiting currently. We are currently waiting for the final inspection. Due to the county issues they're having right now, that final inspection will be delayed. So I do want to get McLennan paid for what they've done, and we will receive our final payment. I have been talking to the county for our final inspection.
Okay. So the final payment looks like it's $37,727.50.
That's right.
Okay. Discussion? Questions? Motion?
Motion to approve McLennan Excavating progress payment. Number final for $37,727.50 for work performed April 11, 2023 to April 20 per contract.
This is payment number 9.
Mine's not on there, but okay, I said.
No.
It is payment number 9 and the final payment. Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, Danielle.
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yeah.
Richard?
Yes. Brings us to action item D, which is the RV show event.
So we were approached by Affordable Truck and RV, and they would like to see the map on the back of the page. They would just have their office kind of headquarters over by where the port office is, and then they would be able to station RVs in those parking stalls. So they were asking for June 16th through June 25th for a flat rate of $2,000. Since we don't have a fee, it comes to the board for approval.
Have we had other events like this, and what have we charged?
We have not had any events since I have been here, besides the car show, which I believe is $6 a car.
The only issue that that occurred to me when I looked at this map is that this will occur on the opening weekend of the salmon season. And that will encompass the overflow parking area for boats and trailers.
So with the overflow parking for this summer, for a big event like this, we will be opening the green building area for overflow boat trailer parking, because I do see it being a problem this summer. So during this event, during the 4th of July time, we will be opening the green building area for boat trailer parking.
Okay, and that'll be properly signed. I mean, 4th of July, I worry that that would fill with whomever, and not just boat trailers, but that's good to know.
Yes, when the 4th of July event happening, they will be hosting an event person there to allow the boat trailers to park in there so it's not overwhelmed with cars. And we can do the same thing for the RV event. Put up better signage so they can see where they can park.
Okay.
Will they have their own security?
Their event will be completely up to them to monitor and run themselves.
Okay, so really what we're discussing here is whether a rate of $2,000 is the appropriate amount, since we don't have any other criteria spelled out on our rates.
Right, and that they are anticipating about 30 RVs at that rate.
Okay.
I have no problem with it.
There's just nothing based on it. Seems pretty good.
Okay. Well, this will give us a basis for future,
right?
So question. Oh, I'm sorry.
They going to require water, electricity, or anything that has to be furnished, or?
Usually they don't.
No, it's just a walkthrough. They'll open the doors, they'll let the public go in and take a look at what they have to offer. They didn't ask for the use of any.
Yeah, my experience at RV shows is if they're going to turn the lights on, they've got the battery system in the trailer and they just use that. So there's no utilities required.
They didn't, yeah, they asked for parking lot space, they didn't ask for any utilities.
They going to supply toilets and all that then too?
Probably not. That's not the part of their proposal, is it?
No.
No, this will just be an RV show. No utilities, no extra bathrooms, nothing beyond the RV parking.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the affordable truck and RV to have an RV show event June 16th through June 25th, 2023, at the rate of $2,000.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. That brings us to action item E, delinquent account write-off request.
So at this time, I've gone through our accounts receivable, trying to clear up the end of the year as it gets closer. I have a total of three accounts, but for this meeting, I only had time to prepare two with all the budgeting and other things I've been doing. So what I've brought to the table is a delinquent account write-off for Bruce Clausen and Nicholas Ryder. Between the two of them, the total that is owed is $5,326.08. Bruce Clausen was a boat purchased without a trailer and has been sitting in the boatyard for almost a year. He made one payment for a month of storage and has done nothing else and is not contactable or responsive to any of my calls or emails or letters. Nicholas Ryder was a moorage customer on a semi-annual basis who went into termination for failure to renew his moorage and let the boat sit there. We gave him the 30, 60, 90 days to get his boat and pay his bill, which he has not done. Both of those boats have been demolished after following the procedures outlined by the state of Oregon for abandoned vessels. Their demolished fees with curry transfer and recycling are also included in the amount. So the options are to write them off and send them to collections or write them off and do a list. Unless you have another plan that you'd like me to do.
You answered my question. When I see write-off, that implies something different to me. That means we just go, okay. But
So we'll zero out their account balances if that's what you choose to do, and then we will submit them to our collection agency in the firm.
What kind of a track record do we have on collections?
From what I've seen, it's semi-successful. We have had some that pay $8 a month. We've had some that pay larger amounts. It all depends on what they work out with the collection agency.
Okay. All right.
We do a pretty good success with the collection agency.
Any further questions, comments, discussion? Okay. Motion?
Motion to approve delinquent account write-off of $5,326.08 from accounts receivable and submit the amount to court collection agency.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, that brings us to information item A, the DEQ 1200Z Tier 2 time extension.
So, Travis, do you want to go?
Are you guys able to hear me okay?
Yeah, fine.
You're just a little delayed.
Okay. Okay, so the 1200Z permit, we did go into Tier 2, about 2 years ago almost when I first started doing this. So our implementations, which was our hazard mitigation work that we were going to do through FEMA with the paving and storm drains, that is our Tier 2 corrective action plan for our stormwater. So due to the delays that we have had in our FEMA and the project changing and now going through hazard mitigation, which is a separate funding source, our implementation deadline was supposed to be June 30th of this year. Since that's not going to happen, I wrote a letter to DEQ asking for a one-year extension, and attached is that email and them granting us a one-year extension. So I did discuss it with Jack, and we think we should have a lot better understanding and hopefully something out to bid and a better look at what that implementation is going to look like as that time gets closer.
Okay. Comments? Questions? All right. So that moves us to information item B, the December 26th storm damage. Looks like
so this was the...
Go ahead.
Sorry. So this was the storm damage, the storms that were... Over Christmas, we submitted our bank as damage along with some gangway repair and debris removal from the RV park overtopping. We submitted it through FEMA, however, our threshold for the amount of money was not met. And the storm declaration was not approved. And attached is a letter saying that it was not approved. So I just wanted to kind of bring all that last stuff that we brought with pictures and, you know, putting that into funding ended up not working out.
Okay. All right. Brings us to commissioner's comments.
Congratulations to Sharon and Larry.
Thank
you for everybody's support.
Yeah. I have a question for Travis. We're going to be hanging the art at the port this Sunday. Last year we brought the art over from Petritude because they're closed on Sunday and put it here Saturday night and then hung it on Sunday. Is there any issue with bringing the art over again and storing it here for the one night and going out from here to hang it?
No, I don't see any problem with that. And if there's anything else that we can do to help, just get a hold of me and let me know.
Okay. I would just comment to again thank you for the budget presentation.
Thank you.
I thought that was an excellent budget meeting, probably one of the most informative I've been to in terms of.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so the next regular meeting will be Wednesday, June 21st, 2023 at 2 p.m. And with that, we will adjourn.
Goodbye.